Kindness in action. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Practicing kindness through God means recognizing the characteristics, value, and dignity of every individual as creations of God and treating them with love and respect. It involves reaching out to those in need, offering support, comfort, and assistance without expecting anything in return. Acts of kindness, guided by the attitude and characters of God, involves expressing qualities such as compassion, empathy, generosity, and selflessness as inspired our faith and belief in God. Loving mercy entails extending compassion, forgiveness, and grace towards others, even when they are not deserved. It means showing empathy towards those who are hurting, offering second chances, and seeking reconciliation in relationships. Acts of kindness rooted in mercy demonstrates God's unconditional love and His desire for reconciliation and restoration. Forgiveness is a central theme. By forgiving those who have wronged us and reconciling, we emulate God's unconditional forgiveness and promote healing and reconciliation in ourselves. Actively listening to others, offering a shoulder to lean on, and showing empathy towards their struggles and challenges fosters a sense of connection and solidarity, mirroring Jesus' compassionate nature. Walking humbly with God requires acknowledging our dependence on Him and recognizing that we all have come from His grace. It involves setting aside pride and selfishness, prioritizing the needs of others, and seeking to serve rather than be served. When we approach acts of kindness with humility, we reflect God's character of selflessness and sacrificial love. I leave you with this advice found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Have a blessed day, and remember, as we strive to embody the attitudes and characters of God in our acts of kindness, may we continually seek His guidance and empowerment, knowing that it is through His Spirit working in us that we are able to reflect His love and His grace to the world.